Okay, I see you with the Morocco flag, though, representing properly, son.
Fourth place team, baby.
Let's go fourth place. Top five, dead or alive, you know what I mean?
Top five, and I'm not one, and I'm not two. Wait, well, that's Drake goes top three, and I'm not two, and I'm not three.
Yeah, something like that.
You and Freddie are going to share, right? More than likely.
We always.
Yeah, true. Do y'all want headphones? Okay. You know what? Let's go and start off like we always do. And I feel like it's super appropriate because it's a 2-year anniversary. If everyone will raise their glasses up in the sky real high, like, and let's do, first of all, this cheer is dedicated, first of all, to Yaya for organizing all this and making it happen in less than, what, 72 hours or something?
And Tony.
And Tony as well. We also got to give credit to Babs, who let us borrow her lab.
100%.
And last but not least, to 2 years of the Next Men podcast.
Amen.
Cheers. 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 Cheers.
Let's bring our listeners into the circle today, because we got a lot to celebrate today. It's the holidays. By the time this episode comes out, New Year's Eve will be right around the corner. And most importantly, it's been 2 years of the Next Men podcast, all right?
Let's go.
Here we go. Yo, spin heads, welcome back for another spin. This is episode 19. I wish it would have landed on 20. I feel like 20 would have been a perfect little milestone, but I'm not mad at it, okay? I can't complain. 19 is a strong number. To any new listeners joining us for the first time, welcome to the Next Spin podcast. We are so happy to have you. This is the best place to hear monthly conversations about different music genres, record collecting, and personal stories from music lovers all over Jacksonville at the moment, right? Pretty soon we'll be global. Hell, we might even be national at some point, but right now, we're regional, baby, and doing it proud. My name is Bader, and I'm excited to say peace out 2022, all right? But first, before we say sayonara 2022 and, you know, bring on the new year, we're going to take one last good look at the year and what it had to offer music fans and record collectors like us. We are recording live at a Babs Lab, located in Cork Studios here in Jacksonville, Florida, right? Because aside from celebrating the end of the year, we're also celebrating 2 years of the show and this small family, you know, that way that we've built and grown here at the Next Spin. Speaking of family, I'm joined by the usual suspects that make this show possible. On mic number two, she is the reason that we are recording in this very lovely studio with a full spread of food. I feel like we got catered.
Right.
What? We had a budget?
Okay.
We had a budget for catering today. All right.
We're kind of big time. Son.
Yeah. We're in a very beautiful.
Productions are our first sponsor.
Word.
Damn right.
Okay.
Because this was more than what everyone donated. But it's all good. I'm not complaining.
Just shout out Venmo me. All right?
I got
just
a bonus
send the request.
Check.
There we go. We are in a very beautiful and vibey space today because of her. I think it's safe to say she's not only the mastermind, but she's big mama of today's festivities. Is that safe to say? All right, she's big mama today. Spinheads.
We have to wordsmith that one.
Ain't nobody cutting off my leg. Oh, sorry. We're not quoting Soul Food.
I'm saying like big. I'm saying like big mama in you know a figurative sense. You
Got
know
it.
The mastermind.
Got it.
Anyway, spinheads. Let's give it up for Yaya Love. Hey. All right, on mic number two.
I love it so much, man. That's a lot of responsibility, by the way. By
that's
saying
what
big
I'm
mama.
Saying.
And I feel it. And now, and I just took on Clay County, so I'm gonna be activating the Parks in Clay County next year, so I'm really excited about that. So you know, I'm just trying to show what our beautiful city is all about. I hate when people say our city is boring. It's not. We have over 400 parks here. There's so many different areas that you could go explore. The beach area is different from the airport area, which is different from Mayport.
Can I say I appreciate Yaya's professionalism so much? Is that I just met her to say, hey, I'm happy to be here, but she had a picture, right?
Yeah.
She gonna remind you. Jax is fun, goddammit.
Yes, hey,
right? It is.
To that one Arkansas listener, we're not talking to you, obviously, no. Right?
But come to Jacksonville. Enjoy it.
All right, mic number three. If we got the mom role and this vinyl family figured out, the next up on the mic, he's the cool, mysterious uncle that shows up to the function. He got very little to say, but you know he's been through some shit, all right? You're like, damn, Uncle Freddie, what does he do for a living again? All right.
We don't talk about
he it. He is everyone's favorite uncle, though, all right? He's everyone's favorite relative. Ladies and gents, I'm talking about Freddie Quiet Storm. Douglas, let's give it up for Freddie. What up, Freddie? What up?
No, I'm just happy to be here.
Freddie's that uncle that's like, you go take that pre-dinner walk with. You know?
Yeah.
The long one.
Yeah.
Come back, eyes hazy and very hungry.
Yes.
All right, next spin. Or spin.
Well.
Yeah. All right, Spinheads, Mike number four is an actual responsible adult. All right, he's actually got a family of his own, right? it's very safe to say he is hashtag goals, and we all aspire to be just like him one day. Let's give a round of snaps for Mr. Adrian Ross joining us today.
Thank you, Adrian. Robert. That was very sweet of you, my friend.
My pleasure, man. Yes. We got Sabina in the corner, too. Wifey is here.
My rib.
Yeah, his rib by his side. Big shout out.
Adrian's the head of the family, but she's the neck, baby.
That's
without
right.
Without the neck, you can't move.
Ain't no turning without that.
Y'all guys real sexy.
I've never heard that.
Between the stroking of the mics, the neck turning. What's going on tonight?
I'm going to call my, you know, I'm going to see if that slides tomorrow when I see my parents. Dad, you may be the head of the family, but mom's the neck. She's going to be like, what?
What?
I don't want you hanging around that woman. And we've got the return of a fan favorite guest. I think if we had a Next Spin Hall of Fame, this voice that you've already heard a little bit of, especially you eagle-eared listeners, I think it's safe to say he'd be the people's champ, right? He'd be the Next Spin.
He's an honorary.
Yeah. He's basically an honorary. He's our sixth member.
He's a sixth man.
Sixth, seventh member.
He's a sixth man.
Or something like that. Ladies and gents, we got Sir Nicholas of the Fresh Estate here
Nicholas.
With us.
Sir Nicholas. Wow.
What up, Nick?
I know. Only my mom calls me that.
I want it to sound regal, you know?
And I'll take it. Thank you so much.
You know, like Sir Nicholas of the Fresh.
Yeah, I feel like I'm on Game of Thrones, but without all the incest. Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
All right, and of course, the tallest and most bashful member of our collective, Tony Too Tall Snail Allergic. He's here, but he's on camera duty today. But you might hear him hop on the mic. I know we ain't gonna let him slide that easy. It's a celebration.
You might hear a camera flash. There you go.
All right. And one more. Can we give a round of snaps to our in-studio audience that have joined us so far?
Wait, why don't we ever... First of all, can we shout out Botter, please?
Oh, yeah, please. Yeah.
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 Always,
y'all don't got to. Please. Guys, please. I'm just my humble servant of the people.
Please, let's give it out to the mastermind, the one who really puts this together for us, who sends us the question and makes us do our homework and makes sure that we cross our T's and dot our I's and sound good and look good.
And the reason why we do is because
you're the daddy.
You're the head.
Daddy Botter.
You're the head.
He's the daddy. You know what, though? When I was approached about this whole thing, you were marketed as the COO. And that's exactly the role that you play, dog. Behind the scenes,
the COO
operating.
I'm gonna put that on the resume.
You should
on the CV.
100%.
I'm gonna be applying at some place like I don't know, fucking Merrill Lynch. I'll be like, COO of Next Spin, huh? How much do y'all make a year? I'm like, look, at 1 year we made $80.
Actually, a deficit.
We spent it all on one whole sponsor,
right?
All right, Spinheads, before we get started with our theme today, which is best of year, let me start by knocking the dust off the wax and ask you guys for some small favors that'll really help us grow this show, all right? If you haven't listened to our previous episode, which was dedicated to the coldest white boys and girls to ever grab a mic, cue up episode 18 right after this one and enjoy that for yourselves. And last but not least, maybe the most important thing you can do for us is please make sure that you're following the podcast on Instagram at Next Spin. That's with two X's.
That sucks.
Oh, that was the wrong cue. I hit the that sucks part.
I mean, you know, it could use some work.
I'm not a commentary on our present social media, or it could have been. You can see pictures and videos from this meetup and content related to our personal record collection on Instagram, all right? So please do that for us. Like and subscribe to this podcast. Leave us a review if you end up enjoying the show. It'd mean a lot to us. Moving on to the main topic of today's episode, which is our end of year recap, all right? We're here to talk about the music that really stood out to us. Obviously, this is not a... This is not an objective list. We're not trying to make the most definitive year-end list. This is a obviously very biased and hyper subjective episode. These are the choices that mean a lot to us. So just a heads up there. Not that you needed it, but you know,
it's good to add the caveat though, because
I'm going to tell you straight up. I already know Beyonce's on maybe two.
I'm like, there's one thing that's definitive.
Yeah,
it's Beyonce.
Objective
and
musical
I decided,
fact.
I decided I'm gonna approach my list a little different. I don't want no one at at me or hitting me up or are cursing me out, all right?
They're going to be mad at me, and I'm a Beyonce fan.
There
babe.
We go.
This
oh,
was
here
probably
it comes.
Not my, it's not one of my favorites of Beyonce. Wow. And I'm going to go ahead and say
that
it.
That was right. Johnita.
It's not trash.
Cardona.
It's not bad. It's not bad, but it's not one of her best. And blah.
Coming off real
and that concludes and that concludes Next Spin episode 19. Thank you.
Thank you everyone. Thank you.
Can't be coming into this homophobic.
It was a strong 2 years.
But we're gonna get into it. We're gonna get into
it. We're going to get into that because I know me and you got a different opinion on Rosalia.
Tony has been snapping pictures all hyper-focused. He is literally deaf staring at us from down below, right? I want everyone to describe your year so far. Well, basically, it's the end of it, right? Describe your year in a few words, like one or two words that come to mind when you think of how this year has felt like for you or treated you. And I want to start with our guest of honor, Mr. Nick Fresh.
It's been a lot of growth. It's been a lot of personal and professional growth. I feel like we're getting back to whatever normalcy it was before season one and two of COVID. Mm-hmm. That's not happening anymore. But it is getting pretty close to that, where it's like professionally, I'm getting busier again. But this time I have the coping skills to deal with it, you know, because back then it was like, I'm about to lose my mind up in here. Rest in peace, DMX.
Right.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, the legend.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I have not heard Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer this year, and I'm really upset about that.
I heard it.
Oh, you did? Okay, good. Okay, at least I can live vicariously through you. Awesome. But, yeah, it's been very good. It's been, again, a lot of personal and professional growth. All of my brands are doing well. Nick Fresh is doing well. Albeit we are looking to do some great things in 2023. We'll talk about that a little later. The Looseness is doing well. More on that a little later. Soul Train Fans has grown very well on Instagram.
I love it. I follow it.
Oh, thank you very much. We've gone from like 3,000 members at the beginning of the year to about 34,000.
What?
Wow. Yeah.
Damn. Shut up.
I'm not serious.
But Questlove also gives you shout outs all
Questlove
the time.
Questlove is the man.
Major key.
He's definitely given us a fair shot and also given us the validity that we needed and all of that. Calls me the Stephen Hawking of music. I'll take it. I'm still trying to figure that out. It's
damn,
like,
did we call that for my Questlove? Is an
I know.
Insane
Questlove
bragging
is
right.
The man.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Major co-song.
Snaps for Questlove.
100%. Hey, could you get him to be a guest, you know what I mean, on Next Spin or you know, whatever?
That's the plug in. That'd be nice.
We ain't ashamed
of
it. We're
trying to get him on his
oh,
show.
Word.
First.
Oh, my bad.
Right,
my
yeah.
Bad.
Okay,
bad.
Please.
Give us the leftovers. Give us the leftovers.
Oh, man. Tunes is great. I'm seeing somebody really special right now, too, and I want to shout them out without shouting them out, but
you know
you
who you are. You know who you are.
That's amazing. I hope he's not here now because he doesn't like to be shout out. But I do appreciate him being in my life. So that's a bunch of the growth.
That's dope, man.
All of that. So, and also the biggest moment for me was how to react and deal with life without AC. I had no AC. My AC went dead during the summer, y'all.
You should have led with that.
You had a personal sauna.
It's the best
sauna.
One.
That is the best for us. Sorry.
So we made it work. I'm here.
That is no joke.
That's why I'm using Irish Spring instead of the other things. Got to get back to normal, you know. And I'm on Next Spin. You know, that's the ultimate last.
Best for last. That's the best.
I've been considered the sixth Beatles. So thank you very much. I love you.
We love you.
Thanks, Nick. That was awesome, man.
Adrian, take it from there. Give me a few words.
Few words. Man, Nick, you hit it on the head, man. You know, work is what we do to get the resources we need to live the life that we want to live. And so I really don't like to talk too much about work, but work has been working, you know what I mean? And so that's, you know, so in terms of like change from, you know, 2021 to 2022, for sure, a lot of growth there. In terms of music, man, like, I feel like my music collecting with the group and like going through the Next Spin pods and all the stuff that we've been doing, like for me, it's been, I've definitely developed better, like the holistic approach to music as opposed to just like streaming it like I normally do. Now I got the art on my wall in my house. Like my kids are asking me questions about it. Like I feel like I'm diving deeper into the art. So yeah, for I guess I don't know how I would put that in one or two words, but I guess maybe more enveloping of music in my life. Yeah.
Right on. Congratulations,
thank
Adrian.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. No, thanks. And that's thanks to y'all, man, for real.
No, we'll take the credit. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Please. Yeah. Keep going. Anything else?
Blow our head up. All right. Freddie, tell us about your year.
My year, you know,
It was funny. It was like, what is, we was joking about Freddie, what does Freddie do? We don't know what he does. And, cause I took those 2 years off and I was just kind of chilling for a while during the COVID years. Started back to work. You know, I'm a bread man now doing my thing. But, one of the things I did enjoy was traveling during my time off and checking out different record stores, getting different types of music, talking to a lot of the record store owners were DJs, or they would tell me what cooler spots to check out music and things like that. But, as far as growth in music, I'm thankful for my record collecting this year because my Apple Replay was pretty fucking basic. I'm eclectic according to my vinyl collection. So cool.
Awesome. All right. Give us a few words of how 2022 treated you.
Sigh.
Yeah, word.
For my career, I'm not going to lie. I've been very blessed with my career. Yaya Production has taken off. And
shout out Yaya Productions really, for real.
That's why we're here.
To the point that I can afford to pay an assistant. So, you know, and my radio show has taken off. Personally, it has been a hell of a year. I'm not going to lie to y'all. And then I have to be Yaya Love when, you know, personally, I got some stuff going on. But I think this year I learned that I need to be a little bit more selfish. And I know that sounds horrible, but I give so much of myself out that sometimes it causes damage to one. So I need to learn how to just reel it in a little bit personally, still be, you know, out there with my people. But it was a good year. I think it was a good year for growth. And I'm excited for 2023, what's going on with Yaya Productions and Next Spin. I hope we bring back Music Mondays. What was it that we were, was it Tuesday? What days were we
Fridays,
doing
Fridays, yeah, the top five Fridays. Something. Top five Fridays.
Yeah, we should do that.
Yeah, I want to bring back our weekly list.
Hell yeah.
No, Freddie has definitely, if you guys it's are not following Freddie now on Instagram, oh, Freddie, what's your
Pearl
Instagram?
Pearl Records?
Yes. Or, is that Fred? But yeah, Pearl Records.
Yeah, please. Please follow him because he really has stepped up his game making big videos time and all that jazz. So if y'all ain't following him on Instagram, y'all need to because...
Look, man, Yaya just got done talking about being a little more selfish. And how does she wrap up her part? By shouting out Freddie.
It's in her, dog. Nah, it's innate, dog.
We appreciate you, Yaya. All right, and what you do.
Big mama.
Big mama, yeah. All right, I'll keep mine short and brief because I think you guys kind of hit on it. This year was kind of like that reset year, you know, after the very hectic last 2 years that we had. And I think, Nick, you coined it the best. Seasons 1 and 2 of COVID sucked. I'm glad that show did not get renewed.
It's actually still going on. But yeah,
it's like, it's still.
It's like season 9.
Word. We got some shit going on right now.
This is the season that you kind of wanted to suck. You're like, you know what? I'm glad that it ain't like season 1 and 2, all right?
I think it's more of a nobody's watching it. But it's still happening.
That part, as they say,
yeah,
that part.
You're right. Okay. All right. I'm going to sweep that underneath the rug and say, for the most part, it's been a reset year. But it's also been an elevated year. So it's like, it's nice to get back into the groove of things. But also, I feel like just kind of appreciative more of like opportunities I've had, whether it be travel, work stuff. I just feel like it's a lot of elevation. Like, you know what? Instead of doing it like I normally do, I'm going to take it another step level. You know, I might do something a little different that I hadn't done this. I did a lot of like new stuff this year, went new places, like even professionally, like got to host things I haven't had a chance before. So it's like a real elevated year of like just getting back to the groove, but deciding to treat yourself, right? Like, you know what? I'm going to take care of me and enjoy life. So that's what it's been like for me this year.
Having a waiting to excel moment. Sorry, Butter. You're going to, let me say that again. Having a waiting to excel moment.
Nice. All right. Our spin heads are like, damn, I didn't know this was the therapy podcast today. But you know what? Sometimes we need these moments.
Man, it's the season. Exactly. We're recapping.
Tis the season.
Being pensative. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Now let's go ahead and brush all that happy kumbaya shit aside and let's go at each other's throat about our list. How dare you not have that, you know, album on there. Let's talk about our favorite albums released this year. I didn't really hold you guys to too many rules. I mean, if you want to do a top five albums, that's great, or top three, or even just top one. I'll let you guys decide. You know, Adrian, let's go counterclockwise. What was the best music you heard this year?
So, like, all right. So, since I know I'm coming in here talking to some music heads, and we have potential music heads listening to us, I approach these things in a way that's like, yo, I've heard all the popular crap that most other folks have heard too. Tony's waiting to make a comment. Nah, but I've heard the popular things, and I want to try to highlight like music that is dope that I thought was dope.
Okay.
And it happened this year that I don't think got the shine that it should have got. So with that caveat, the first one I got is Che Crew. I don't know if you guys, Che Crew is like this guy, he every once in a while, he just drops like bangers. Thanks to Joe K for putting us onto that. But Pain Pack 5, that came out like in February. Yeah, I might not say February. That dropped and that was a banger. It has a lot. It's like maybe 30 minutes, less than that. But there's a lot of good songs on that. So that's one album I really liked. And I shared a song with you from the Cool Kids album that dropped in March.
It was like a two disc, I think.
Yeah,
right? They
yeah.
put out two album or two parts of it. Yeah.
Yep. Before Shit Got Weird is the name of the album. I mean, just, you know, the Cool Kids production is still the same. It's just that boom bop, like, is hitting you with the, you know, with the bass lines. And I mean, yeah, they had good samples or good features on there too. So that's another really good album. That same month, Buddy dropped Super Ghetto, which was dope.
Yo.
Yes.
Damn, that was this year.
Yes, that was
this year.
This
is my favorite. I'm sorry to interrupt. This is my favorite part of like listening to podcasts that do, or just reading lists about this, is that I think there's a lot of recency bias when you start thinking about like your list. You're like, oh, let me, I can only, you know, your memory only goes back so far before you got to be reminded, oh shit, like, you know, Super Ghetto dropped this year.
Yeah.
Damn, man. It's been a long, you know, you realize like, oh, it's been 364 days, you know, that's nothing to wink at.
Yeah, no, it isn't, man. So we had that. And then also, so hold on, how many songs or albums I need to drop? Five?
I mean, however many you want. If you got five, give me five.
All right, I'm gonna keep it at five, and then if we need more, I got more. But
damn.
All right, so that's three so far. Next a couple, man, I really liked Her Loss, bro. I know that's everyone is probably like, what, Drake? Yeah, that shit was fire. I really liked Her Loss. I still listen to it. It's on
it's
repeat.
Funny. I ragged on it in the beginning. And then, like, I kept listening to it.
I'm it's
like,
good.
I'm 25 to the club again.
Dog, it's good, man. I can't front on it.
I wish I listened could have seen that dance. That was it.
Hey, but I feel you.
I wasn't going. I was just at home though. But I wasn't going anywhere. But
but it's that type of album, bro. So I had to shout that one out. And then, bro, Absol's album Herbert is actually really good. I really like that one. And that's the most recent one. So I'll stop at those five for right now.
Solid five. Yeah, solid five. All right, Nick, what about you, man? What's the best music you heard this year?
Ooh, it's been a lot, too. And I have kind of expanded a little bit into techno and all that other stuff. So, of course, this is kind of the off five. Or left field. Five,
I was hoping you'd. I was hoping, Nick, with you on the show, you'd give us that.
Okay, cool. All right. I'm glad to be here of some service or something. okay, there is Daniel Avery. And this is not in, by the way, any type of order at all. So just bear with me here. Sid's Broken Hearts Club.
Oh, yes.
Which is fantastic.
Hell yeah.
No one talks about that album that much, but it is fantastic to me. And Sid is growing as an artist, and that's always a good thing to hear on record. Daniel Avery's, it is from Ultra Truth. That's it. Ultra Truth. This is one of those techno records that took me by surprise. I listened to it from front to back, and I'm hearing a whole bunch of different textures and just interesting things on this album, even down to the cover art. I'm a big fan of it. Let's see. What else? I love, which I brought with me today, Topical Dancer by Charlotte Adidri and Ballas Pupil. And they talk about pretty much everything that goes on in the world right now. And they do it kind of in a satirical way, but it's serious. The music is, you know, got, you know, shades of electro dance. It's sweaty. It's electro clash from like the mid aughts. It talks about PC culture, wokeness, quote unquote wokeness.
Damn.
And everything like that. I love it.
That dropped this year. Okay.
Yeah. Somewhere around March or April.
Nice, man.
Yeah. It's really good. And, you know, I want to say Renaissance, but it wasn't completely my favorite album. It wasn't in my top five, but I will give her props for, I'm going to mention her.
Thank you.
Mainly Thank because you. I am going to mention her though, because out of all the quote unquote black house records that came out this year, this one seemed like it was the most authentic.
Did we forget Drake's?
Yeah, we did that on purpose.
We did forget about Drake's album.
We just said, honestly, never mind.
Yeah, we sure did. Honestly, never mind, Drake.
Bars. I seen that. I caught that.
Then they say, now, you know, that's probably jumping a little bit. We'll talk about that later, about how Honestly, Never Mind was supposed to be dropped or like rush released before Renaissance or something like that. Kind of some messy stuff and everything. And it kind of showed, you know, but I digress on that. I really do. There was a record from Sam Gellatry that came out this year as well. Shout out to Sam. I forgot the name of the album, but it did come out mid late 2022, and it's a part of his series. And if you are not listening to him now, you are missing out on the future.
Good stuff.
Damn, okay.
And there were a mic drop. That was serious, though. Yeah, I like it. Nick, thank you.
Nick's walking out right now.
Yes. There's some chicken downstairs. I'm ready to have it. Thank you, Yaya Catering. Thank you.
Shout out to Publix.
Do you make playlists by chance, Nick?
I wish I was that.
That's a great question. I wish I was diligent. We need it, Nick.
I wish I was diligent. I wish I was diligent like that. I mean, I do records.
Maybe once a month, not weekly, but once a month.
You do the record highlights.
Yeah, though. I do the record highlights on TikTok and also on Instagram. Shout out Nick Fresh Alive on TikTok and Instagram and all that. And also we do the record videos as well on Tuesdays. We're starting to make that a thing again, called Look at What Came in the Mail, which is not just things that came in the mail, just me talking about records in like a 2-3 minute kind of form. So yeah, hopefully I'll see all of you. Shimon,
you gotta have a vault, bro, of like just records at this point.
Yes.
Have you not seen?
I've heard of this mythic wall.
Every video is with him in his room with all the records.
Like I helped move them.
Yes, he
there's
has.
There's a lot of them. Yes.
He made me get a U-Haul because he was like, "There's no way it's getting in my car."
I remember when Tony and Freddie was asking me for the 800 milligram ibuprofen joints. You still got some more bottles?
Sure was.
Yeah, I got to hook up. All right, Freddie, what about you, man? What's the best music you heard this year?
Unlike my friends beside me, I loved the Beyonce album, but we're gonna get into that.
All right.
Maybe we won't. We might keep it peaceful.
Bro,
I don't know.
I copped the records.
I don't know. Bring it on. But as far as I like to look at what my Apple Music told me I listen to the most, because some people I could be like, oh, you know, I listen to X, Y, and Z, but
let an unbiased cold computer tell you for sure. I mean, that's what it's supposed to do.
So one of the albums I played the most was a group by the name of Peary and Tommy Villers. It's like a pop techno dance joint. It's like 12 tracks, super fun. If you know me, you know I love my Afro beats. So also love the Omale.
Oh, yes.
I'm sure I'm murdering that name.
No, but I say it like that.
Very sexy Afrobeat joint, front to back.
Hey, shouts to you for sharing that to me too, because I started to listen
by
to that too.
By all means, I should start a playlist.
You got one though.
Right. I'm missing the links apparently.
Yeah.
One of my favorite joints this year was by Sonny Colon.
Mm.
Good album. Super, like, I don't know, they call it alternative R&B now, but
it's indie.
It's more of an indie R&B album to me. Sonny Colon was instrumentation, everything was very, very dope. Maybe my favorite album this year was by Domi and JD Beck.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Just from a instrumental standpoint, these two kids are very, very talented. For what I know, they were like
prodigies.
The things they come up with instrumentally is very amazing from two kids. So
and from like so how young they are too.
Yeah,
right?
They're like 19 or some shit. But they've been good forever.
Hell yeah.
And the last one I'm gonna say is a group from the group's called Brigine. I'm pretty sure I'm butchering that name too.
That's right.
Their album's very funky indie type vibes, and they're in the group from what's it? Tony's not here. Useless. Where's Tony when I need him?
Downstairs entertaining guests right now.
On purpose.
Right. Anyway. He knows I need him for references. I can't remember
shit.
Well,
true. He is failing at that job, but he's doing a great job being our door guy. So.
Yeah. He's like, let me see your ID. Brigine, check him out. Dope album. Okay, I'm going to leave it at that.
Good list.
I'm not going to say none of the basic stuff I was listening to. So.
Like Beyonce's Renaissance.
Beyonce, I mean, it's Beyonce. It's going to be basic because she's Beyonce.
I don't even feel like you need to put a disclaimer on that because that is almost, that you could just say that is Next Spin's favorite artist just because of you and Tony, the way y'all talk about it so
much. Bro, I literally copped the record. Like, I really fucked with the album.
It's a fun album. I did buy it now. Yeah. I did buy it.
Yeah.
It's a fun album.
Yes. I wanted the vinyl. It still hasn't came. I'm mad about that.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, while you got the mic, tell us about the best music.
All right, so I'm going to go with the basics, like Freddie said. Ari Lennox. I love Ari Lennox.
Girl, Ari came back.
Ari's my boo, yo. Lucky Day. I love Lucky Day.
Hell yeah.
Yes, that album was...
so good.
Exactly what it's titled. Candy Drop, baby. All right. The Weeknd. Yo, The Weeknd. I still rock with that really? Album. That, you know what? That's probably going to be my favorite album. I have yet to skip a song on that album.
Dawn FM?
Yes.
I also think that's the best pop album that came out this year, in my opinion.
Really?
Yes.
Damn, I need to go back then.
He did a good job.
He really, really did. And he has Jim Carrey on it.
Yes.
Being the narrative. Come on now.
That's a bar by itself.
One thing with The Weeknd, you always get good concepts.
Yeah. And his videos are very out there. Absolutely. I love, I'm a video person. I think, I actually went to Full Sail too, because I really wanted to be a video director, but Full Sail didn't have a program for that. So I went to, anyways. The point is, in another life, I would have loved to have been Yaya X.
You still got a lot of life left, though.
Yeah, I would have loved. But Yaya I really Hype love Williams. Artists that take their time with videos. And although they're odd as hell, but The Weeknd's videos are pretty dope. WizKid. I love WizKid. It just came out a couple weeks, a month ago.
Up. Yeah,
that's super good.
And yeah, I think a lot of people slept on it because the other artist who's African, I forget his name, that was in Fenty's.
The main Afrobeat.
Yeah, what's his name? Burna Boy. Right. Burna Boy obviously is like so hot right now. I think they kind of sleeping on WizKid's new album, but WizKid's album was really good. And as far as Latino, of course, I gotta say Bad Bunny. Bad Bunny literally is the number one artist in every genre. Like, he is killing it in every, and all around the world. Like, I can't even, I'm not mad at the kid. And the thing what I love about him is that he also brought out a new genre, dembow. A lot of people don't even know about dembow. Dembow is Dominican.
For years.
Yes, it's Dominican reggaeton. And I think a lot of people really... don't respect Dominicans. I don't know why. People, for some reason, think Dominicans are a joke. And they are the butt of a joke and a lot of jokes. But musically, they really are talented. Come on. Merengue comes from Dominican Republic. Bachata comes from Dominican Republic. Dembow comes from Dominican Republic.
I just want to say that the Dominicans got love over here on the Next Spin, right?
100%.
Because Adrian was about to leap from this table.
I'm about to jump up and defend my DR folks right now.
You know, but it's true. The artists out there, they don't really get... So I'm happy that Bad Bunny really did the spotlight on them, and to the point where he even did a documentary about it. So
yeah,
Janita, shout out to Bad Bunny.
I would say I'm sorry, Nick, just once I'm gonna throw this thing real quick in there, Nick.
What?
But you remember how Puerto Ricans were treated? Like, I mean, there was a backlash with the cops and everything trying to shut down reggaeton, right?
Oh, reggaeton literally illegal at one point.
So I think we might be seeing that on the DR side, because it's DR street culture. Like, the bachata merengue, people love that.
It is. I mean, El Alfa is the king of dembow right now. But, you know, obviously with Bad Bunny highlighting it, it's making it now international. Now it's not just in the Caribbean. Now it's not just known in Santo Domingo and Cuba and Puerto Rico. Now it's known everywhere. Although I work in a reggaeton station, I'm not gonna lie to y'all that I cannot with the dembow. It is not.
That's the other thing.
I feel old. I even feel old saying that. I'm like, oh my god, Yanira, you're that person. But it's just because you have to have a specific
style
for you. Gotta like
the content that they be talking about, though.
La mama, 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 la mama.
The jam.
I can't. I skip it on my radio station. I'm like, skip.
I love me LLP. I'm telling you.
I think those are my top. And I wish, I'm not going to say I wish there was more Latin music out there. I'm really upset that the record labels are not signing more salsa artists, are not signing more bachata artists. They're only working on reggaeton. And I know this because I worked with a record label and I have people that work in record labels. But there's so many amazing salsa and bachata artists out there that I wish would get signed, not just Marc Anthony. So, yeah.
Romeo Santos had album.
Ugh, I'm over. Listen, I love Romeo
Freddie,
Santos.
Freddie, goddammit. But we got a party to get
sounds,
to, Freddie.
It's the
Why'd
same. It's the same, dog. Okay, Romeo Santos sounds this,
that's why I was like, you know,
and I like it because he represents and he works for everybody and their mama. But I was really disappointed with the Justin Timberlake song. I expected like a better song. I don't know. I expected a better album, but it sounded the same. Well, I love you, Romeo, but do better.
I mean, Justin Timberlake these days is
exactly.
just a disappointment.
Damn it, you beat me to it.
I'm telling you.
That
I'm telling
true.
You.
Is it because he became a dad and he lost his coolness?
No, it's just because he's Justin Timberlake.
Whoa, whoa. Dad here.
It's just because he's Justin Timberlake. Listen, it's only because he's Justin Timberlake and I'm still never going to forgive him for throwing Janet Jackson under the bus. I will never forgive him for
That's a hard pill to swallow.
Yeah.
Even though Justified is a certified classic. It's hard.
I mean, it is. Like, if it does end up on vinyl, I will.
Yourself.
Play that funky music.
Yo, I'm surprised we didn't talk about Justin last month for the white boys.
I almost brought
Looking
him.
Back, I was like, man, we skipped a lot of things.
Yeah,
but.
Oh,
cry me a river.
Let me circle back. Ooh, bars.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right. Let me share my list real quick. I'm glad that you guys brought up. I'm glad Yaya brought up the pop hits because that was something I realized from my list and looking through like my 2022 playlists. Is I've been slacking on like the pop culture hits, like the big hits. It's like I am ashamed to say I did not listen to Bad Bunny's album. I'm not the most familiar with him, and I know that's a huge blind spot. And I think next year I might make a conscious effort to really absorb like pop culture, right? Like popular music.
Because I work in radio, I have no choice. So mine was the opposite.
Oh,
I'm
man.
Typically more the
You're
indie
oversaturated.
Girl. And this year I was way overdosed on pop and I missed on the indie. So now, like, you know, Fred is talking about all these indie artists and I'm like, damn.
Who?
I miss because my radio world has me caught up. And
I guess for me, it's like, my exposure to radio is very minimal. So I think I have a large, so I'm like, for me, it's like the music I listen to is just the music I seek out. And maybe what, you know, Apple station might recommend.
Like for Nick, I'm sure he, all day when he's working, he's like, can you play Bad Bunny? Can you play Beyonce?
Bad Bunny. And it's like, you know, honestly, and I'm not trying to, you know, appropriate anybody's accent, but I'm just saying, good God. And it's not just Latinos anymore. It is
everybody
that wants to hear Bad Bunny.
But I appreciate that you make mixes. You don't play just Bad Bunny. You do Bad Bunny with a Gwen Stefani, you know.
Might play a little Justin Timberlake beat underneath it.
He does it.
Sir. Sir.
He really does these Stop mixes it. That you're like, damn, I would have never thought that this song goes with this
Thank you, yeah, yeah.
beat. So I do appreciate that you add a freshness to it. It's not just your regular
Ooh,
Me Pregunto.
Speaking of which,
freshness.
In January, there will be a Rosalia, however you say her name this
Rosalia,
week.
Rosalia, you said it right.
Rosalia, okay. We are coming out with a mashup, officially a Nick Fresh mashup on Sophisticated Delinquency.
Oh, well, Freddie will love it.
Oh, man.
And by the way, shout out to Rosalia. That was also in my list. I totally forgot, but I do love her. I love her.
I love Rosalia. But we ain't going to get into it because I know Bada's trying to push it along. So I ain't Bada's giving us eye like,
yeah,
hey.
He's like, hey.
Bada's giving us the daddy eye.
I'm giving us the daddy eye because I'm looking at the rice like, damn, that rice is going to be so cold by the time we get done. Yaya spent all that time in the kitchen.
The chicken, though.
Big Mama spent all that time in the kitchen. Food's going to be cold. All right, I'm going to go through my list real quick. So I say that caveat to say mine is very obviously, no surprise here, hyper hip-hop and R&B and soul-focused. But my favorite five albums, in no particular order, maybe a little bit of order. I'm going to just start off with Vince Staples dropped an album called Ramona Park Broke My Heart. And I truly believe in that. I mean, I say kid only because I'm older than him, but he ain't no goddamn kid, what he's been through. That dude is really good at these concept albums and like making, even though I feel like cohesive is an overplayed word, it's the word that comes to mind. Very cohesive, strong, melodic, like just solid projects. And Ramona Park Broke My Heart has some amazing instrumentation. Like, and you know, just, I always think like, damn, how many albums can you make showcasing like this, this window into your life and your past? Like you don't get that out in one or two albums, you know? So I'm always seeing like how someone can make, you know, like where they grew up specifically, like fresh. And he just continues to blow my mind of like being able to tell different stories and give different perspective of like how he's grown up and his viewpoints. And he's just a funny, entertaining guy, even off the mic. So when he gets on the mic, it's like, God damn, you are wise beyond your years.
Yeah, he's just super creative, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Speaking of which, another young cat that like I'm really like, damn, he's really like carrying hip hop on his back and like making quality stuff. Is Denzel Curry came out with an album called Melt My Eyes, See Your Future. There's a very big, I see there's a theme now in rap albums where it's got to be like seven words, you know, and like some very poetic word. But Melt My Eyes, See Your Future was fucking fire. All right. He dropped a single called Walkin'. And I mean, you know, I'm a Jay-Z head. Jay-Z rarely tweets, right? But I think he had a tweet or said something about the song that it was like watching a movie. And that put a lot of pressure on it. I was like, all right, I got to see what the album sound like. Denzel Curry delivered. He even put out a deluxe album a few months ago where he wanted to do something special for the deluxe album where the second half, he redoes all the songs with a live band. And I think he even threw in some new ones. It's even better than the regular one. Like, the band he's got is insane on it. So if you can find the deluxe, worth it. Number three, I'm just going to say all of Salt's five albums that they dropped.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yes. 100%. I forgot to mention 100%. That.
They dropped five albums on us. And I love the rollout, too. I'm a fucking blog era, you know, internet music kid, right? I grew up on them rap blogs and like Media Share and Z Share and all that. So when they dropped an album that you had to go download a zip file to, which is very archaic at this point, I was like, oh, I'm here for it. But it's now on streaming services. I was listening to Untitled, the God album. I don't go to church, but goddamn, I just listen to Salt and I feel like I just had a religious experience.
So good. They are so good.
I love the mysterious, like the mystique to them,
yes,
too.
It's
like,
I agree.
We only know it's like Cleo Soul, Little Sims is like does the raps, yep. And who does the production?
Her Yardman Flow, I think is
Yeah, something like that. Like,
and that's her boyfriend. That's Cleo Soul's man.
I was very lazy with when it came out. I was like, download.
I know. I won't lie. I didn't download the zip, even though I was excited about it. I just waited till it hit Apple Music. But still, I commend them for dropping five fucking albums. Like, you can't go wrong with Salt.
I wonder if they're trying to get out of their contract.
That's a good question.
I always say that. I'm like, when artists do that, I'm like, are y'all trying to come out of your contract?
All right. And then very quickly, Steve Lacy, Gemini Writes. I wouldn't be a fucking true Gemini if I didn't say Gemini Writes. Steve Lacy is just, he can make a catchy tune like it's nobody's business.
I wish I knew.
Yeah, you go to the show, he's going to beat you up if you sing that song.
You know how many bars I've been in the last 2-3 months that have had that? Like, it doesn't matter what the normal audience for that bar is. It could be a fucking regular top 40s bar, hole in the wall bar. They're playing that goddamn Steve Lacy song.
One of the biggest records of the year, too. Yeah, thanks,
well,
TikTok.
Well deserved.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, finally.
So, strong album. And then last but not least, I have loved the resurgence of DJ Drama back in the spotlight.
Yeah, it's 100.
DJ Drama is my high school. And Adrian, I know you know what I mean. 100. DJ Drama was like the man.
Yes.
So the fact that he's had this resurgence lately, thanks to like Tyler, the Creator, and some of his other projects, that Dreamville Gangsta Grills album is really fucking good.
It's so good.
Like,
though.
It's such a good sampler of like, oh, I want to hear Ari Lennox, but I kind of want some J. Cole in there. Oh, I want some J.I.D. Like, that is such a strong album. And it's like, damn, Drama ain't lost a step with these Gangsta Grills mixtapes.
Not
right?
at all.
Please continue bringing them on, like, these DSPs.
And it's important. I think it highlights, like, the good interplay between, like, artists and DJs.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Which I think is needed.
DJs playing more than just, like, you know, scratching or what. It's like DJs stepping into that producer, curator role and, like, having a strong spotlight. So those are my top five.
You know, it's funny. Me and Tony were joking. I was like, Bart is going to praise
Donda, too.
No.
Hey, don't speak bad on my name. Right? This is a public podcast, right?
Bart is just going to praise Pusha T forever and ever.
It's almost dry. It was good, bro. But you know what I mean? Like,
because that's on everybody's list, Pusha T's new album. But I'm very shocked and proud.
Thank you. I wanted to impress Uncle. All right. Thank you, Uncle. I did have Nas King's Disease 3 as a honorary mention. Aging like fine wine. That's what, when I get to that age, I want to be as dope and as cool in touch as Nas is.
A very cool Virgo.
I'm surprised you didn't say Crit, dog.
I had a larger list, but for the sake of time, I'm gonna cut it short.
All right,
Let's I appreciate everyone sharing your top fives. Let's go into, I mean, obviously, you know, we adore record collecting. We love vinyl. No plural.
Thank you.
Very much. We love vinyl. So
I'm glad that hasn't changed over here.
Once you slapped their hand, that one episode, we was good.
That's all right.
Obviously, we're gathered here today with the main meetup theme being not only best of year, but I also want to know, what's been your favorite record purchase this year? It doesn't have to be an album that came out this year. Obviously, when it comes to buying records and building your vinyl collection, you're not buying just albums that came out the year of, right? So I would like to hear from everyone, what's been your favorite record you've purchased all year? I'm going to start off with Yaya. Let's go clockwise.
Damn it. I was like...
Did you need time?
Yeah, but no, it's fine. It's really in between two of them, and none of them are from this year. It's going to be... Let's do one English and one Spanish because, you know, I got to represent my Hispanics. Old School Brandy, baby.
Ooh,
old
wow.
School Brandy.
That's a strong one.
Sitting up in my room.
Yes.
You know, I remember.
But not on that album.
I know it's not on this album. I know.
I'm like, but... girl, you ain't even opened this yet. She bought this today.
Because, no, I'm not going to lie. No, I bought this a couple months ago. But remember, like, I have a file of play, like, I have I have a big pile of records that I buy, and I like to listen to them in the order that I bought them. So obviously, this is still in
Freddie. It's her favorite for a reason. She ain't busted out the album yet.
Yo, Matt, shout out to Mass Appeal who just got here.
Hey, yeah. Everyone's showing
Mr. Appeal.
For my Latin, I'm going to say Shaken and Not Stry by Nilo Espinosa, which is like a jazzy salsa album, which I absolutely love. So that's
good purchases. Freddie, what about you? What's been your favorite record purchase of the year? Mister, I get a bunch of records every month and week.
Because you know I always count. So this year I bought 98 fucking records.
Nah, we
big
ain't impressed.
Money.
Well, you should have made it 100. You could have bought two more.
I talked about not working for 2 years. I might sell a little something on the side. You know?
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. But, the bread man.
One of my, when this got announced that it was being put out by, I forgot the name of the record company. It was been on my want list for years. And it was always like 500 plus two, you know, it was up there. And they actually released it, and it was the Aaliyah self-titled joint.
Her uncle finally let it go, huh?
Yeah,
Seriously, though, uncle
was like, "I got some bills to pay."
Yeah, he's like,
and this is one of my favorite albums. This holds so many memories for me, being with family and everything. R.I.P. to a very talented artist,
a real life angel.
Yeah, I got the Vinyl Me Please version of this, so very pristine. Very nice copy. And it's the only thing I brought. I ain't need nothing else. I was like, I already know what I'm bringing.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. I had a 98 record. That's a strong pick. Good stuff. All right. I'm happy you got to that record too. I'm glad that the uncle was like, you know what?
Am I the only one that got that?
I am actually still waiting on my pre-order from 2021.
See, that's what I got.
And I am angry.
Yeah.
How's everybody getting their
people
fucking records?
I got mine from Vinyl Me Please.
I'm still waiting.
Amazon's back
sitting
up
in
everything.
The corner, like, I'm so happy for you.
I know, seriously.
Hey, he got some sort of juju, bro. Because I ordered that JD and Beck album too.
It's because when these people see Freddie Quiet Storm Douglas name on the invoice, they're like, "Oh, hey, go ahead and put Nick's order on backlog."
Yeah, it's probably that.
Send him Nick's
probably
record.
That. Man,
I sent a mean email. Don't get me started.
I was actually really angry in my email to Blackground. I'm like, yo, Unc, you need to really stop, Mr. Hankerson. Anyway,
to whom it may concern.
I know, for real, as per my last email.
All right, Nick, what about you? I want to hear what's been your favorite record purchase.
Reissues have been really prevalent this year, at least for me. So I am very glad to see, like, you know, some of the things that I grew up with. Finally get the light of day on vinyl because I grew up in the 90s and a lot of those things were either CD, cassette, or promo copies. So now you're finally getting a chance to see the rollout of everything on vinyl. So that being said, of course, I like the older stuff too when it comes to that. So the three reissues that I was really happy to get this year was Lab Cabin California by The Far Side, which
classic.
Sylvia Striplin's Give Me Your Love, an opus from 1980 that was slept on, produced by Roy Ayers.
Is that the one that you posted on the TikTok?
Yes.
Look Ooh, at that what was came so
in,
good.
Thank you very much.
So
look
good.
At what came in the mail, part one. Yes. On Nick Fresh Alive YouTube and TikTok and
Instagram. I'm going to have the TikTok linked in the show.
Tuesdays.
I got you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. This is all not in vain. Thank you very much. That's why you are the head of Next Spin. You know?
COO.
And also, finally, last but not least, I have been waiting for absolute years to get this in my record collection. Janet Jackson's Velvet Rope.
Wow.
The 25th anniversary.
I love that cover.
I do too. I've been a fan of Janet since, you know, she started doing those records.
Miss Jackson, if you're nasty.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much. Totally aware of it. Totally aware. I was a fan of her 82, 84. I'm a fan of Control, Rhythm Nation. The way that the Velvet Rope has reverberated to these the future generations and, you know, from 1997 to now, and where we're seeing and hearing everybody and the effect of what she did and what she predicted. Yes, please. I'll take the rest of that bottle, too. Thank you very much. Straight to the head. here's a first.
Yeah, this is the bottle time.
Anyway, we're dealing with Afrofuturism and everything like that that was happening in the 90s with Missy, Timbaland, the Neptunes, all of that stuff, and Janet Jackson bringing it into the fold. And we finally get to see it all pay off. So I'm very glad, once again, Velvet Rope is in my collection.
The Velvet Rope videos.
The Velvet Rope. Oh, yeah.
Bro, the tour videos.
Oh, well,
incredible,
listen.
Bro.
Janet Jackson was just, you know, she's still number one.
She's about to go on tour, no?
She is. Starts in
Let's
Hollywood,
go,
Florida
Let's
with
go.
Ludacris.
Mm. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I was like, Ludacris? I was like, all right,
that
cool.
is a combo.
Ludacris. Bada saw Ludacris in
bitch,
Vegas.
Get out the way.
I seen Ludacris. Ludacris was my first concert, and he fucking tore that shit.
How nice.
I don't know, 19, 20? I was like, whoa! Move, bitch! Get out the way!
Ludacris was your first concert at 1920? Really?
I think so. Yeah, yeah.
Wow,
Late butter. Bloomer, it's okay.
Hey, look, but I have made it. Trust me, I got...
I know you made it up.
Ask me about my concerts, all right?
I know you've made it
I've
up.
I've made up for it, all right?
2023, we doing it.
Here
we got to do a field trip.
Yeah. All right, Adrian, what about you, man? What's been your favorite record purchase of the year?
Yeah, this year, no, man. I, you know, collection has been growing. So, a lot of... really, all of them are my favorite. But I had to pick one. So Solange,
such a dad. That was such a dad answer.
You,
right there. I like it.
You know.
I love all my babies.
So hard to choose just one, but
I got no favorites.
The one that I look at the most. No, I'm just kidding. The one that I play the most is Solange. It's I think When I Get Home is the name of the album. Yeah, and that one for me it's just so groovy. It's just so chill, especially in the house with the kids. It's easy to play and put on yeah, man, vibe to. So that's the one I like. You know, honestly, I was going to say Stan Getz because I play that one that you got for me. Thank
right
you.
On.
Oh, that Stan Getz is so vibey. That's something you could just throw on.
Yeah.
Sunday cleaning.
Yeah.
Think music. Smoke music.
100. But
not with the kids.
Not with the kids.
No, nay with the kids.
Nay with the kids. But not, and then the Saint Heron, which is another Solange, you know, crafted album, which is fire from like 2013.
Honestly, who knew that Solange was the one that was going to actually be?
Well, she wrote several songs for Beyonce and
she did,
Child,
but you know,
so.
I also feel in that way that she was just doing the pop thing. But when she finally got a chance to do her own thing, which we're seeing, I mean, she did a ballet this year. That's a really big, that's a big deal.
100%.
She's undeniably the cooler sister.
Yeah, she's the cooler sister.
And the realest one. She'll beat you up in the elevator.
Oh, yeah, she sure would. Rest
I'd
in peace,
Jay-Z. I'd rather smoke a J with Solange than Beyonce.
Seriously. I know. There's only so much that's crazy you want to get from, you know, you'll get more than that from Solange.
Exactly.
Sure. All right. My favorite record purchase of the year. This one is based on the reaction I got from you guys at the last meetup, which is, and I, you know, this was just a little single. I know it's not a full LP, but that Jamiroquai Feels So Good Knee Deep remix.
Okay.
Nice.
Single ended up being a fucking bop, as the kids would say. You guys were all vibing. I was a little like, I know they're gonna like this song, but will they really like it? Like, I've been loving it,
but I was
like,
crushing it.
He's
got this in the bag. Yes, play that funky music, white boy.
All right, and then this I also bought this Benny King What Is Soul album. I bought it for the Soul night. I didn't get around to playing it, but it's got one of my like one of my favorite songs, which is the title song. What is Soul? You guys may know Benny King from you know hits like Spanish Harlem and Stand By Me.
When the night.
I'm sorry. But What Is Soul is a fucking like monster truck of a song. It just comes in like loud, proud, and it's a this was an album that wasn't like readily available. I had to like wait a little bit for it, but really good album. And last but not least, I don't have it here with me, but I thought I grabbed it, but I bought Lil' Kim's hardcore album. Okay. And that is not even low key, that is high key. One of my favorite rap albums. I remember listening to Lil' Kim's first that album for the first time in high school and being like, this is one I'm going to have to play with headphones on. Mom and dad can't see the cover. So I found it. I found the record. You know, Nick, you might be able to attest to this, but like 90s hip hop records, first of all, if you could find them, great. But when you do find them, you're like, wait, how much do you want for this?
Yeah. Oh, man. The world is discogs when it comes to 90s R&B yeah. hip hop, or actually even 90s releases, because once again, like I was saying a little bit earlier, if it was in the 90s, they did that hard switch from vinyl to CDs and cassettes. So, and then phasing out cassettes altogether. So with that, you know, to see it in the wild, if you weren't a DJ, radio DJ or a club DJ at that time, it's going to be expensive.
Same thing with Latin music, though. I hate that I went to Puerto Rico in July and I completely did not look for, and that was one of my missions, but I really just kind of disconnected. But finding good Latin records are hard and they're really expensive when you do find them. So I'm like, damn, I'm about to spend $80 on this record. But it is what it is because it's hard to find them, you know? And so I agree.
I was very excited to find that album. I own it now. It's a very sexy cover, as you guys know, but it's got a lot of great songs from Time, Drugs, Queen Bitch,
oh, man.
Big Mama Thing. So yeah, I mean, that first Lil' Kim album is the reason. I think she's been kind of riding off that success for, you know, up until now, you know, not saying anything too bad about the other stuff, but that is definitely the one.
Rest in peace, Lil' Kim's original face.
Oh, shit, he went right there, dog. He went straight to it.
I did.
Nick.
She needs to stop.
You was reading my mind, Nick. I was like,
I was just saying.
Because she was so fine back then, and I feel like she would have aged so
her body,
well.
Her choice. We get it, but goddamn.
I'm like, I don't think she wanted that for body or face.
You know what? I'm going to tell my kids this was Marilyn Monroe. That's what I'm going to do, right? With that said,
damn.
We got a party downstairs waiting for us.
Yeah, I'm so ready.
I want to hear what's been your favorite episode. We've been doing this, you know, these meetups religiously every month. Maybe we might have skipped one or two. We might have skipped one or two months this month. But for the most part, we really got into our, I feel like we got into our groove when it came to this podcast. I feel like we grew the audience, the listenership. We've got people that hit us up and you know, talk about the shows. So I want to hear, personally speaking, what's been your favorite meetup or episode that we've recorded very quickly? Yaya, take it.
Mine was with the reggae one with Energy. With DJ Energy, I love
that one. Was that, super informative.
That was at my apartment, but Energy was so informative about reggae, and I learned so much about reggae off of her. So I want to say the reggae one that we did was my favorite one this year.
And I really liked it too because it fit perfectly with like the African diaspora conversation.
Right after,
we had.
Yeah. And actually, that was my second one. I would say the African
that
diaspora
was
one was. Probably the second one because I learned so much and I had to do so much research. So yeah. That was pretty cool.
I went to my dad the next day with a dashiki like, Dad, what do you know about our people? He's like, you mean my people? Boy, get out of here.
That's funny as shit.
Adrian, what's been your favorite episode this year?
Yo, I really liked our episode on salsa with DJ Poppy. Of Poppy Disco.
Oh my God. You know? I can't believe I forgot about that.
But I loved like, you know, he was so like animated. And listen, Mass.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
But the Poppy word.
No, but that episode really was really good.
It was really good, man.
And his what was it that he said? He said
the seasonings, like the food.
Yeah, the seasoning. It was his analogies with music, and it was just shout out to Poppy Disco. We invited him out here tonight.
Is he here?
He's been busy. No, he's okay. He couldn't come.
He's too busy. All right, he's out there doing a gig for Ludacris. Okay, Freddie, what about you? What's been your favorite meetup or episode we did this year?
My favorite meetup or episode we did this year, as I scroll through.
Cheater.
Oh, wait, I'm already.
Last minute homework submission.
You know what? Fuck it. I'm going to say my theme.
play that funky music.
I knew you were going to say it.
Boy, a girl, a person. We had a lot of fun.
Yeah. The white diaspora appreciated a spotlight.
I really love that episode. Because you could just hear the tensions just flowing.
Oh, yeah, we've talked some shit. Great. I thought we were going to.
It's great.
Which side note, I feel like we really need a part two to this episode because we didn't get into it like and we should have got
I will nominate
it.
Myself to be part we of need to just, that funky yes, music white to, them.
Well, not I'm talking about like this podcast particular, like this theme.
I'm sitting here trying to keep this family intact and y'all want to fight?
It's fine. We all hugged this. It out. We drank. It was no big
deal. No, the one that we fought on was the Neo Soul one. That's the one that we almost.
Oh, because Bada still thinks Sade is Neo Soul.
She's like the godmother of, you know, a Neo Soul.
You really don't think. Okay, we're not.
Hey, don't worry about
no,
it.
No, don't do it. Johnny,
we need a part two of that right, episode.
Let it go.
I'm just going to let it piggyback off of Adrian. My favorite episode was Salsa Knife DJ Poppy Disco. I love being challenged when it
that
comes
was my
to.
Theme.
Yeah, when it comes to the categories of themes, I love any time I got to look at my record collection like, damn, that's a major blind spot. I know there's some good stuff I need to get. And for the same reason, DJ Poppy Disco, it was my first time really, actually first time meeting him. So like his energy was contagious, very informative, very smart guy. And I was lucky enough, Record Store Day on Black Friday, which y'all totally dissed. I was like, y'all going to come out? Y'all were like, no, these releases suck. Well, I went and I ran into Nick Fresh in line and then Poppy Disco walked out and I was like,
local
damn.
Local legends, bro.
Oh,
yeah.
You,
I'm among greatness.
More than local legends.
Oh, you're right. You. My bad, dog. My bad. Let me put some respect on your name, dog. Regional legends.
I need to stop checking people.
No,
I am so busy
it.
Trying to fight for the head of the family.
Check, motherfucker.
Okay. Fuck the neck. Yeah. Okay. I want to be the head of the just kidding. I'm sorry. Excuse
listeners,
me.
That's hilarious.
That is our shameless plugs to basically remind you, if you are tuning in for the first time, please check out our back catalog, man. It's been a great year. We've had some great guests. We've covered some great music. And we hope you guys have been enjoying the show. Look, with that said, we got some people downstairs. We got a party to throw. I know we didn't do
we
our
got cake.
Exactly. We got cold food to eat.
Champagne.
Champagne.
Spinheads, we appreciate you guys a lot. Thank you so much for tuning in. Nick, thank you so much for riding
you,
with us.
Thanks again for having me. Thank you so much. Happy anniversary, y'all.
Thank you, bro.
Thanks, man.
Oh, yeah. Our 2-year anniversary, y'all.
That's why we got to go down
That's
and celebrate.
Exactly. I know.
Shout out to Bab Labs here in Jacksonville, Florida, who does so many amazing things for the community as well. She puts on these stories in Florida Theater called Untold Stories. She puts on these slams here in her studio. And if you have kids that are into theater, if you're into writing, please hit her up, Babs Labs on Instagram. She's amazing. She actually worked with Andy Warhol, y'all. She was Andy Warhol's
coke dealer.
Like assistant. She was Andy Warhol's assistant, and she's just truly amazing. So Babs, thank you for opening this door
to
us and trusting us for being here. She's sick, so I know she's having FOMO right now, and we love you and thank you for trusting us with your space.
Big shout out to Babs. All right, Spinheads, that is obviously our show for today. If you enjoy this episode or you like the podcast in general, I ask that you find it in your hearts to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. It won't cost you anything, maybe 10 seconds at the most, and a nice few words, but it would mean a lot for us as we continue to try to grow and expand this show and get it in front of the right people, all right? If you know someone that loves collecting records or has a vinyl collection, share this show with them, right? Besides that, we got a party to get to, all right? Please make sure you come back next month for the next spin. Don't forget to play your records and take care of yourselves. Happy New Year. We'll catch you in 2023.
Feliz Navidad.
That too.
Peace, y'all.